Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Whenever I go grocery shopping, once I pay my bill, they always ask me, do you want a receipt? And I usually say no because I'm concerned about BPA. What is BPA? Well, we've got the great folks here to tell us, Lisa and Ron Barris, the first lady and gentleman of health. Is that it? I think I messed up the great title
that
Engineer Kevin came up with a few weeks ago. But you guys are great, and that's the bottom line. So
I think he said it was the first couple of health.
The first couple.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Appreciate that.
All right, jump right in, Lisa. Talk to us about BPA and the receipts. Am I onto something?
Great. You are, absolutely. BPA, for those who don't know and aren't familiar with it, it's bisphenol A, and it's a chemical that's used in the production of polycarbonate plastics. So we talked about the triangle, the recycling triangle that you can find on the bottom of plastics. It's actually, you know, the number that's inside the triangle. It's there for recycling purposes, but obviously it can help us from a health perspective. And polycarbonate will always be a number 7. A lot of people get confused. They think BPA is in every plastic. No, it's actually made, it's used to make the plastic shatter resistant, and it's found in those clear, hard plastics. So always look on the bottom for that triangle, and you'll see a number 7. And, you know, BPA has been popular with manufacturers because of that ability. But research and over 300 studies have found, you know, some of them conducted on rats, that BPA is an endocrine disruptor, meaning it mimics hormones in our system and wreaks havoc on our hormonal system. And it's been linked to, I mean, everything from behavioral problems in young children, insulin regulation, and weight gain. And UC Berkeley did a study and found that BPA has been passed from mom to the kids at birth. So, you know, this is really alarming when you really look at the amount of products that it's being used in and that literally it's being transferred, you know, at birth. There was a study done in 2013 in California, and they found that they tested pregnant women and found that every single pregnant woman had BPA in the umbilical cord. So we are getting exposed to it. Isn't that, it's just nuts. So it's chemically related to estrogen, and so that's why we see a link to so many hormonal issues in our body. And, you know, regulators right now are just doing very little to curb it in our household products. Now, I don't know if you remember this when it was all over the news in baby bottles and in sippy cups, that's been banned, so that's good news. It's no longer used in baby bottles and sippy cups, but kids are still being exposed because it's used as a liner in canned goods. Right? You know, canned goods have that sort of epoxy lining that gives it that smooth. That's BPA. And it's also found, as you mentioned, in cash register receipts. So it's a coating on that thermal paper. And, you know, we're handling that. Can also be used in dental sealants and electrical equipment and other food and storage containers. Again, always look at that number 7, which would say PC, polycarbonate. So those are some of the areas.
Well, what are some ways that we can actually, you know, obviously we're living, we're human, we're breathing, that we could help to avoid? I mean, you know, I'm listening and I'm like, it's, you know, it sounds pretty scary. And I know there's some great ways that we can either avoid the BPAs in the products, avoid BPA in the products that we're consuming. But what are some ways that, you know, are there ways that we can help detox it from our bodies once we've already been exposed to it?
Yes. And I do want to say, buyer beware of, the newer BPA-free, because this is not good. When you start to see BPA-free, now if it really is a completely different material, like Ron's going to give you some healthy alternatives, but they're coming up with like BPS, which I say is BS, like a lot of alternatives. And what they're finding is these new chemicals are just as bad or worse than BPA. Mm-hmm. And some of the studies even show that these replacement chemicals affect the brain and organ development in children, and can even reprogram our cells to cause disease down the line. So Ron will give you some good...
Will. Yeah, I wanted to point out, too, innately, the nice thing is BPA is excreted relatively quickly from our body. But the big problem is, as Lisa was going through mentioning, that BPA can be found in canned goods, dental sealants, you know, electrical equipment, you know, food and drink containers, you name it. The main problem is we're exposed to it so consistently that BPA is really overloading our system or we're not excreting it properly. And in fact, Lisa alluded to this earlier too, but research suggests that 90% of the population is tested positive for BPA. And it's virtually impossible to completely eliminate BPA, but you know, some alternatives that we can do right away is just to make sure that we're cognizant of the materials we're using for our food, that we're either drinking from or storing from. So let's go to old traditional values. Let's make sure we're using glass for, you know, instead of drinking from plastic bottles, which remains to be seen, and all sorts of things like that. So, for example, food containers, there's different ways for us to choose and make sure we're choosing 100% BPA-free materials. And they'll label it on the package to make sure that, you know, they're advertising the fact they're doing, you know, this great service
and
to
it,
us.
And again, it is better to stick with materials, like Ron said, like ceramic, glass, and stainless steel. And these food storage container companies are cropping up, like, everywhere now. Lunchbots is stainless steel containers that you can take for adults and for children, the kids for their school lunches, the glass you know, containers, I mean, they're everywhere now. You can get them at Target and Costco and you name it. So it's really ultimately just getting away from plastics, because this is just one chemical in one plastic. And, you know, we've got all kinds of plastics like phthalates and the list goes on in other plastics. So sticking with more natural materials is always the better way to go.
Now, I have a loaded question for you guys, since you're the environmentalist. I was reading a book and it was saying that even recycled toilet paper has BPA in it. First of all, is that true? And also, being environmentalist that you are, what do we do? You know?
Recycled toilet paper. Wow, you stumped me. You stumped us on that one.
I've never heard that, Andrea.
Sorry, guys.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, because I just read an article the other day in the Washington Post about phthalates, which is another chemical. This is like the opposite of BPA. This is used to soften plastics, whereas BPA is to harden. Phthalates were coming up in poultry because the chickens are basically eating the feed that's been wrapped in plastics, and the milk is being transported in plastic containers. So a lot of these chemical particles are actually ending up in our food. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, toilet paper seems like a stretch, but you never know. I mean, it depends what they're using to process it. So that's how we get a lot of exposure to these plastic chemicals too. And household dust even, you know, we can get exposure to some of these. So, you know, it's just good prudent action to, you know, use your common sense and think, you know, could this be leaching? Because that's the problem with this BPA, is these little particles can break down and get into our food when it's in these plastic containers. Obviously, you don't want to have hot food, or obviously you don't want to microwave food in a plastic container where you're going to, you know, increase the chance of that. And there's a new bill that's been introduced into Congress that would try to stop BPA from being in any food container. And if it is, it would have to label it and tell you, because right now they don't have to tell you. You really don't know. Eden Foods is a really great brand that does not use BPA in their canned food lining. And they're the only one I know that doesn't.
Yeah, actually, you know, I know of one more. Amy's, I think it's Amy's brand. I get their lentil soup, and I'm pretty sure it says BPA-free now.
Oh, does it in the cans as well? Okay, that's really good to know. You know what, guys? We actually have to go. You know, I don't even know where the time goes. But, you know, just really quickly, it's like crazy. But just really quickly, there is a product out there called EstroSmart, and it has calcium D-glucuride and indole-3 carbinol, which helps to detox our bodies from these xenoestrogens. So just a really good, another really tip, just to kind of help get our body rid of, you know, the BPA that's in there. But anyways, guys,
thank you,
always, for being on our show. We appreciate it. You can follow Lisa and Ron at Lisa and Ron on at Ron and Lisa on Twitter, right? Just you guys. And also your website, where can people find you online?
RonandLisa.com.
RonandLisa.com. Thanks, guys, for being on the show today. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.